Hello, darlings, and welcome to a special edition of Pastor's Wives Tell All, where we three, Jessica,
Jenna,
and Stephanie,
spill the tea on Thursdays.
Grab some coffee or a pot of tea and listen in for all the tips and tricks and random facts you never knew you needed.
Until now.
Hello there, and welcome back to Pastor's Wives Tell All, where we spill the tea on Thursdays.
Welcome back, guys. We are with Angela, who Hello. We recorded with on Monday, and she is joining us today for our Spill the Tea episode. We are so excited.
Angela. Hello. Do I have to speak in a British accent?
Yeah. Yes, please. Do it, please, darling.
Hello. Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
That was so beautiful. I loved it so much.
You were so good at that. Thank you so much for being so wonderful. Okay, Angela, we're going to do some just fun little questions with you. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, and you got to be super honest.
Okay.
All the things. Okay.
I mean, if you want to lie, I guess we would never know. So
I'm actually like, I'm a terrible liar. That's the thing. Like I can't do it.
I feel you, girl. Goodness. I feel you.
Okay. So your first question is going to be, what is the best piece of advice anyone has ever given you, just in general? And then also I want to know marriage advice too.
Yeah.
The best marriage advice somebody's given you. Mm.
So I know it sounds so silly, but my pastor friend, Tony, I was going through a really tough time with my parenting, and I was reading. I love to read. I love reading all the books, and I want to have all the knowledge, and I was trying to get all this like wisdom on parenting, and just, I wanted to do it right. If I was going to be a parent, I was going to be the best parent that there was and have all the knowledge and all read all the things. And he looked at me. And he just looked at me. He was like, Angela, just love your kids. Love your kids. And I don't know why at that moment, that was the most profound thing and simple things. He's like, what is it? What does it look like to you? How do you feel loved? Give that to your kids. Mm. Just love your kids. And I think we can get caught up in all of the, what's the right way to do it? What, you know, the right way, the right things to say, the right things to do. And I just, at the end of the day, they're going to know, your kids are going to remember how you love them and just show that.
You give me so much hope because everything you said, Jessica leaned over, she said, that sounds like you. But then also, Jenna gave me the best compliment ever at the conference. Do you remember? Aww. It made my heart so happy.
Hold on.
You don't remember?
Well, once you say it, I'll remember it.
Okay. So she looked at me after you had taught your session and she says, oh, she teaches a lot like you, Stephanie. And I went, oh, really? I sound like that. It made my heart so happy. So now I'm wondering, if I could be you when I grow up, that right there is goals.
Look at all these mini Beth Moores around here.
Right? Okay. Marriage advice. I know you've had some good marriage advice.
25 years almost.
Yeah.
Almost. Yeah. Okay. So number one, marry a really good man.
Amen. Praise him. Preach it.
Good advice.
I have three daughters. I have three daughters, one son. And so far, just the model that he's given to them as a dad, as a husband to me, kindness, it goes, I would say that's, you know, that's a fruit of the spirit that we don't talk about a lot, but having that attribute, if someone is kind, it just speaks volumes. It shows who they are, how they see people, treat people with kindness, and lots of therapy. Yeah. So just look for those attributes of kindness. I think kindness also shows humility. Mm. So just be willing to be kind, be humble, and seek help when you need it. And don't be don't be afraid to ask for help.
That's good.
Good girl. Shoot.
Hey, friend, we will get right back to our episode, but we want to take a moment and thank our patrons. You guys keep our podcast going.
If you are not a patron and you would like to consider donating to our podcast ministry, we would be so grateful, and we might even do a happy dance.
When you become a patron, you get perks like being the first to hear about special info and retreats. You get bonus episodes, monthly devotionals, lock screens, and more.
Plus, we have added a new $1 tier for those who believe in us and what we're doing, just because you love us.
So head on over to our show notes and click on the Patreon link to learn more. Now let's get back to our episode.
Okay, now I'm taking a totally different direction. Skirt. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Skirt, skirt. Your perfect day.
Ooh.
What would it involve from breakfast until dinner, including food and adventure, or what it looks like?
I bet it starts off with a run.
It does, actually.
There you
yes.
go.
Yeah, it does. And it doesn't even have to be a long run. I actually prefer a shorter run. The long runs are harder, but a quick run, 3 miles, maybe a 5K.
I'm sorry. 3 miles is a quick run.
I knew she was going to say that.
Quick run.
Because half marathon is long. Three miles is actually, once you become a runner and you're running, like, I didn't get that much. I did like 7 miles, but like three to me was the sweet spot.
Oh, yes, Stephanie. Yeah, exactly. So like the other day I did 10, and like I did a couple of 10 mile runs in this training plan, and it was, It's. I will say that part is not. It's not super fun, no. But you're just trying to get it done. But like,
I'm so impressed.
I think our days will be a lot different. She's fixing to say is her favorite day. Uh-huh. But okay. Go ahead. Breakfast, okay. Dinner, and all the things in between. What does it look like after
coffee,
the run?
A lot of coffee. Black coffee. I love a black coffee. Quiet time. So just some time to read the Word. Spend some time with Jesus. So I do love my quiet time. And then probably, so like for lunch and dinner, I would either say lunch could be crepes, like a brunch, kind of do some crepes. And then, travel. I don't know if we could just time travel or get places really quickly. I'd either go to the beach or go skiing. So I love both of those things.
You can do both if you had some jet that you could just hop on.
Yes.
It's your perfect day.
It's your perfect day. You can do anything.
My husband's a pilot. So
you go.
There we go.
There you
we
go.
Fly.
You we can go have all the things.
You can have all the things.
You can
we would do you the beach in the early part of the day and then maybe go skiing later on in the afternoon or evening.
I love it. Wonderful.
And then have sushi for dinner.
Yeah. Ooh, oh, I love me some sushi.
I love sushi.
Can we put some crab legs with that? And then I'll hang out with you.
Sushi. Crab legs with your sushi?
Yeah.
That sounds
they put
lovely.
Crab meat. You get crab meat in your sushi.
I just, me.
We do.
I don't want either of those.
You don't do sushi.
Okay. Oh, I love me some sushi.
I do too.
That I can get behind. Not the running, but the sushi. I can do that.
I'll do the running part. They'll do the sushi.
You get a little bit of a piece of all of us.
I know. Right.
There you go.
I love it. Representation.
Yes.
Representation.
If you were a color, what color would you be and why?
Okay, rose gold. No question. Oh. I it's my favorite color. I love blue. Blue is good. It's calming, but rose gold is also like I just feel like rose gold is it's me. It's who I am on the inside.
Oh, I love it.
She's just gold.
She's golden.
She's golden.
Rose gold.
I love it.
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for being on our Spill the Tea episode, Angela. We have absolutely loved every moment of it. Can you tell everyone goodbye in your best British accent?
Goodbye, everyone. Thank you for having me.
Oh. Toodaloo. Toodaloo.
That was not that great.
Okay, friends, if you have enjoyed this episode as much as we have, please help us spread the word on Facebook and Instagram.
If you didn't know yet, Instagram is where all the fun is at. From dance reels on Wednesdays to spiritual encouragement and laugh out loud posts in between, there is something for everyone.
And last, but certainly not least, if you could take a moment right now to stop what you're doing and give us a rating and review, even subscribe to our podcast, this seriously helps other people find us who wouldn't be able to otherwise. Thank you so much for your love and support. We hope you'll tune in next week.